Thank you, distinguished Chair, High Commissioner, colleagues. Estonia aligns with the statement delivered by the European Union. Thank you, High Commissioner, for your opening remarks. Estonia shares the concern you highlighted, particularly over the unprecedented and increasing levels of forced displacement. We'd like to thank you, High Commissioner, as well as UNHCR staff, for your passion and commitment to providing life-saving assistance, often in the most difficult circumstances. I'd particularly like to pay tribute to UNHCR staff and volunteers who have tragically lost their lives in the performance of their duties. Estonia took the decision to become a humanitarian tour in 1998, only 7 years after restoring our independence. Today, we are a global donor, a principled donor, a consistent donor. We continue to do our part. We have supported UNHCR for over 2 decades and will continue to do so. At the end of last year, Estonia made a multi-year core contribution of €2,100 for this and the next year. Estonia will also look for opportunities to support UNHCR's activities in acute and protracted crises around the world. Russia's ongoing war of aggression against Ukraine continues to cause human suffering and driving forced displacement in our region. We see humanitarian needs in Ukraine rising due to Russia's deliberate attacks against Ukraine's civil and energy infrastructure. High Commissioner, we stand at a turning point. The humanitarian system can no longer continue as it has in face of mounting challenges. We need to rethink how we operate. With the increasing funding cap, we need to focus on efficiency and transparency. We welcome the initiative on sustainable responses and call on the UNHCR to work with development and peace actors on the ground while focusing on its core mandate. Lastly, High Commissioner, it was a pleasure to host you in Estonia. We reiterate our support to UNHCR and look forward to continuing our excellent cooperation in the future. I thank you.